biathlon is the ultimate display of stamina and shooting as athletes push themselves to the limit. The sport is popular in Europe, but still a largely unfamiliar commodity in our country. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible contribution to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more or give anytime, quickly, safely, and securely to help support the show at WWIB.com. Paul Schomer is an American biathlete from Appleton, Wisconsin, now living out in Lake Placid, New York. And the 6 foot, 175 pounder is back with me on the show today after spending the last 3 months competing in Europe. Paul, take a few minutes here on Sports and Commentary to introduce our listeners, you know, to the basics of your sport, will you?
Yeah. So biathlon mixed both cross-country skiing and rifle marksmanship, and it started back in Norway around World War II times. It was a military exercise, and a lot of different militaries around the world started to adopt these exercises, and at one point it kind of turned into a game for them where they would have the military participants go out and ski a course, come back, shoot targets, and then go out and ski again. So it kind of combined the rigors of an endurance sport, but also that tedious task of shooting. And then as time is kind of, as it's progressed over time, it's now still the cross-country skiing and shooting aspect. The targets have changed and the rifles have changed quite a bit. Now we shoot 50-meter targets, 50 meters away, and with a .22 long rifle. And there's two types of targets. Every race has an equal amount of prone and standing. And so the two different targets are, one is for prone, and they're both at 50 meters, but the prone one is a little bit smaller. It's about the size of a silver half dollar, and then the standing target's about 4.5 inches in diameter. And every time you come in and you shoot 5 shots, and when you hit the target, it turns white, and if you miss it, it stays black. And if you miss a target, you get penalized either by having to ski a penalty loop, which is 150 meters, or it takes about 25 seconds, or you have a time penalty added on. And it's whoever gets to the finish line first with the fastest time wins. And so you have to both be fast on the ski course. You have to also be quick on the range, not to take too much time, and hit your targets so that you're not skiing a bunch of penalty loops or getting penalized. So that's the most simple version. And then it's a pretty complicated sport, though, because the ski conditions are always changing, whether it's 60 degrees and sunny out, or it's 0 degrees, snowing, raining, windy, hilly, flat. So it's quite a sport, and you never really know quite who's going to win because of all the variables that are in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just was thinking how tough this sport is. I mean, you're skiing your brains out, and then you must stop. You got to regain your composure. You got to settle down, and then you have to hit that rifle target. How in the world do you do it?
I mean, for the first year or two, it's really just finding that position. It's a lot of neuromuscular work, especially on the range, because your body's not used to being in that shooting position. The skiing aspect, I used to be a cross-country skier, so that was the a part that I was a little more familiar with, but the shooting wasn't. But after a while, that shooting position just becomes familiar. It's like a simple thing that you just are always doing, like tying our shoes when we're a kid is very difficult at first, but then you just, after you do it thousands and thousands of times, it just becomes something that you can do automatically. And that's what shooting is kind of like. But then comes in the mental aspect. And this is something that God really had to work with me. Was summer, I was living by myself up in Hayward, Wisconsin, and I was kind of like, God, I don't know what it is with the shooting part. And he's like, Paul, it's a simple task, but it's not always easy. And it was one of those things, always trying to not overcomplicate the task, but also just doing it smoothly and not thinking about all those other things that are going on. Because just like tying shoes, it's an easy thing, and you put yourself in 60,000 people who are cheering, and trying to do it very quickly, you can really lose sight of it really quickly and forget the things that you're supposed to do. And so a lot of it is the training part of it, the physical, getting used to it. But the biggest thing, I think, once you get to a certain level, is the mental approach to the range. Really just being confident in your own skills, placing everybody else around you just out of your mind, and really concentrating at the task at hand.
Mm-hmm. My athlete, Paul Schomer, on the phone with me today on Sports and Commentary. And tell you what, Paul, let's plan on getting back together on the show next time and just find out how you were introduced to the sport of biathlon and talk about your journeys in the sport and talk about how you were introduced to a personal relationship with Christ, living for Him every day. Paul, thank you for being here again on the program today. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thanks for having me.